now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good morning, everybody. Great to be here with you, as always. I hope you'll stay tuned this hour, because coming up later in the show, we've got a special guest. Not that they're not all special. Clara Hughes, though, is going to be joining us talking about the Bell Media Let's Talk Day, which is February 12th. It's your way of helping and Bell's way of helping those suffering with mental illness. And Clara is going to update us on what she's been up to since retirement and talk about her struggles with depression. A little later, we're going to talk to Lisa from London Drugs about some of the great makeup tips that you can have for Valentine's Day. And, of course, with Valentine's Day coming up next week, we thought we'd talk of ways of the heart. And what better way than, you know, of course, your stomach, good food. And you may not have a sweetheart, so we're going to talk about maybe giving something special to someone who doesn't have a sweetheart, maybe your neighbor, maybe your kids. Also, we're going to talk a little bit about romance and love. Joining me on the phone are Maria Elwood from Crumsby's Cafe and Tracy McGee, who's a clinical counselor here in Victoria. How are you, ladies?
Good morning.
Good morning. Now, Maria, you were talking about, of course, Crumsby's. Everybody knows that you're in Estevan, and also our location, Royal Oak. And it's very much about community. That's your focus.
Absolutely.
And that got you kind of thinking, when we talked about doing a segment, that you've got great treats and great food always, but maybe you want to give something, maybe it's your neighbor, your babysitter, people that maybe need a little extra love.
Well, when you were talking to me about this, it did make me think about community, and that is what we're about. And for all the times that we have the older people that come in and have their little cappuccino and watch the children, and sometimes we're all caught up with the romance of Valentine's Day, which of course is lovely, but there's lots of people that it makes very sad because they don't have a special person. And, you know, we have so many wonderful treats at the store, and it doesn't need to be anything big. It's just a simple, you know, little cupcake or a little bag of cookies that says love, or just something to make that person that they were remembered by somebody, you know?
And, you know, I know you have young people and old and everything in between at your locations.
Right.
Do you ever see nice stories where you see a child maybe talk to a senior or an interaction that maybe someone hasn't had for a long time?
Oh, absolutely. We have, as a matter of fact, sometimes they make friends, and so they'll see them again in the store, and they recognize one another. So there's some bonding, and it's really, really important for children to see our older generation because, you know, most of us don't live around any family. We're all such a commuting society now that to see older people on an everyday basis, whether it be somebody walking in or with a wheelchair or a walker, just to see those things becomes commonplace as opposed to something that's, like, completely out of the blue.
You know, I'm going to be on Real Parenting later. We had a mom panel talking about teens. And, you know, my kids were fortunate enough to have grandparents around when they were younger and to be involved with them. And I think they have a feeling now for older people. And it breaks my heart to think of people being lonely or ignored. It takes nothing to give a smile or just to acknowledge someone else.
Absolutely. And I, you know, especially even just saying something, you know, kind to somebody, you can always find something lovely to say about somebody. And we have an older neighbor across the street. She likes to say to herself, but every once in a while, about once a month, I'll just drop something off at her doorstep just to know, you know, she knows she's, you know, looked after. It's those kind little things that don't take a lot.
Right. And, you know, Tracy, I know you do this for a profession, but you also have really nice children. And is it something that you model as well? I know you know Maria, you know the great food she has there, and your son actually works there. Is it something that you think is important that kids know about?
Oh, I absolutely do. You know, I have a saying, of course, like many of us, it takes a community to raise a child. And I think the more that we expose our children and involve them in diversity and multiple different sorts of relationships, that's where they get that foundation of having empathy and compassion for others.
Absolutely. And no better place than to go than to Crumsby's. And what are love bugs and mood swingers? I know the mood swingers thing, but no.
I know, Patty, I'm doing this on the phone. You didn't get any treats today.
I know, darn.
We have our little love bugs, or just our little cupcakes, and they look like little ladybugs, but we call them love bugs. And so they have little eyes with little antennas, and everything's edible on them. And then we have little bags of love. We have cookies that we that spells love on them, and we decorate them. They're little sugar cookies. And then you can't forget about our mood swingers. So we made little mini ones that are little chocolate brownies with Bonnard Calico chocolate chunks that are just yummy.
So, we
do have that with no gluten added as well. So we always try to have something for everybody, especially those that have a sensitivity. We can't accommodate the severely anaphylactic, but if you have an allergy, we try to accommodate that just so that you can have a little treat.
And how do you come up with all these great names and great ideas, whether it's football or you got family day? How do you come up with these ideas for food?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I think it's done by all of us. I have a unique staff. You have to have a little bit of specialness to be around children, and especially in our setting, it can get very lively there, and it can get very messy. And we have people in there that are just really, really kind and lovely staff, and we talk about it. We say, okay, hey, we want to do this. What do you think? And so we throw ideas around, we throw names around, and it really is a group effort.
And you know, Tracy, with giving back to people, there's nothing better to give back for with these treats. What are some of your favorites at Crumbsby's?
Oh, gosh, do I have to name just one patty?
so good, right? The icing, too, on the cupcakes. I mean, there's lots of other great food, but their treats are so good.
Yeah, well, you know, the mood swingers, of course, are my favorite. And the baristas make absolutely amazing lattes and various coffees. I think one of the chocolate mint is probably, or the salted caramel. The double chocolate is good. You know, and the pull apart cinnamon bun, that's really divine.
Okay, pretty much everything, right?
Yeah, and you know, there's some really great healthy options. Maria does an absolutely amazing quinoa salad, and the soups are divine as well. So there are also, if you're trying to avoid some sugar, there really is something, like Maria says, there's something for everyone there.
And I think, Maria, I think the message you want to get out is if you're alone, drop by your cafes.
Absolutely.
And, you know, talk to one of the staff. You know, maybe you'll introduce them to somebody. If you're a mom with a child and you don't know where to go because you're, you know, holed up at home and it's winter and, you know, you're afraid of going to maybe the rec center, come to your cafe and just see how it goes.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, parents have made friends there. And, you know, last weekend I was just looking out to the cafe, and it was completely full, and it was just all families gathering and having a really nice time, and there was a nice hum, and it was lovely. It was lovely to see it, and it just made me happy.
And I know you have something, you're open family day as well. And, you know, a lot of places you go to, when my kids were little, it was really uptight, and it would be horrible because you were so afraid, and there was no toys. And this is a really unique and a great idea to bring all generations together. Now, what's happening family day? What are your hours?
Our hours are our holiday hours, the same as on Sunday. Monday through Saturday, we're open from 7:30 to 6, and Sunday and holidays, we're open from 9:30 to 4:30.
Okay, and you're located Estevan, so tell people where that is.
Well, it's 2409 Estevan Avenue, but right by Willows Beach. So it's just a one block, and we're right on the corner, and you can't miss us because you'll see lots of carriages out front.
And also Royal Oak, right? You've got a new location, the Heritage place.
We do, right across the street from Med Grill. It's a beautiful old one-room schoolhouse, which I'm just in love with. It's got high ceilings. It's a bit smaller than the Crumbsby's in Estevan, but it has all the same great food. And I do have to plug that all our meats now are organic and hormone-free. So I'm thrilled about that.
Wow. And when you're at it, you can have a nice walk at Willows Beach or walk around the Royal Oak area. Lots to do.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Maria, you're welcome to hang on for the next day. We're going to talk to Tracy about love when we come back.
When news breaks, Victoria counts on CFAX 1070.
This just into the newsroom. Callers are reporting a mass.
If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
This is a beer sliding down an average bar. This is a beer sliding down the bar at the Sticky Wicket. Yeah, that'd be 18 taps. So come on down. The place looks good. Cozy decor, craft beer, expanded wine list. And for every good game, $6 wings and $8 pizzas. This is the Sticky Wicket. Drop by today. Your friends are already here. 919 Douglas Street in the Strathcona Hotel.
Sewing machines starting at $249. It's the Fab Perfect Time to Save event on now at Sawyer Sewing Center. Fab Perfection starts with the new Creative 3.0 Sewing and Embroidery Machine. At $29.99, you save $1,000 off MSRP. Plus, get a $175 mail-in rebate and receive free a bonus package valued at over $400. It's the perfect time to save on Fab at Sawyer Sewing Center.
Sawyer Sewing Center.
And SawyerSewing.com.
Customers first and foremost since 1887. That day-to-day belief system has made Pemberton Homes Limited the island's oldest and largest real estate firm. Kathleen, Blair, and I, Gary McInnes, are proud to share these values. Call us today, 250-384-8124. Kathleen, Blair, or Gary McInnes, for all your real estate needs. Pemberton Homes, since 1887. 384-8124.
Stairway, birthday, Fairway Market.
50th anniversary celebrations continue in every Fairway Market with in-store thank you opportunities every day. Stop in to learn how you can win a Broil King barbecue or Island Farms ice cream for a year. And Fairway customers can enter to win a $50 gift card. It's Fairway's way of celebrating 50 great years. Fairway Market, proud to be local and fresher than ever.
Fairway, birthday, Fairway Market.
The following is a recording from an earlier broadcast.
Tracy McGee is on the phone with us, and she's a registered clinical counselor in town. And we have also Marie Elwood from Crumsby's Cafe. Of course, you can go to Crumsby's on Family Day and Valentine's and have some good food. And Tracy, Valentine's Day is about love. There's so many things in our life that take up our time. We get older, we have stress, we have work, maybe aging parents. So many things that pull us in so many directions. And we were talking about how to kind of introduce this topic, but how do we kind of keep that love and romance and passion in our relationship with our partner?
Well, it is a really important question, Patty, because in my practice, and I'm sure we all have various, women talk about this sort of thing, I think maybe a little bit more often than men do.
Yeah.
But that, you know, how do you create desire and passion in your marriage, you know, over the long haul?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it, people often think that Valentine's Day is this, you know, sort of cheesy Hallmark card event, and they get, you know, sort of down about it. And I see it as such a great opportunity to assess how are we doing in this department in our own marriages. So I think it begins with friendship and seeing your partner as the one that you rely on, the person who has your back in life, and the person that you feel ultimately the safest with and the ability to share your greatest desires with.
I guess it's waking up with gratitude every day and maybe celebrating that person you're with instead of just taking it for granted.
That's so true. We get, I think, the more caught up we all get and the busier we all get, it's so becomes a slippery slope to seeing what we don't like versus what we appreciate.
And I know you have clients that must come in and talk to you about their relationships. I'm sure it takes a lot of guts to talk about because people sometimes aren't comfortable talking about their love life, especially if it's not going well. But the fact is, a lot of people get to a point in their lives where they may be in a bit of a rut and don't know where to start again to get that back. What kind of tips can you give them to assess that and get back on track?
To think about, because people ask me all the time, you know, how do you create desire? And I ask them a very simple question, you know, what turns you on? And the people often say to me, well, gosh, I have
Brad Pitt, does that count? No. No kidding.
Yeah.
That would be wrong.
That would be wrong, Patty. That's right. What was the greatest, what's your best sexual memory? When did you feel safest, closest, and what was your most erotic experience with your partner? And it's something that people don't, we get so caught up. We think about the dishes or the laundry or the taxes or the bills or the whatever. And we don't really, so our brain is our biggest sex organ. And it really starts with what we think about.
And sometimes we think about how maybe we're getting kind of chunky or we don't feel good about ourselves and, you know, don't want to bother. How do we change our body image to think, you know, this is who we love of each other and it's okay?
That's right. It's so much more important to get past the number on the scale or, you know, when you really look into the eyes and that's, you know, eye gazing is a very important ritual. You know, when you look into the eyes of your partner and you allow them to look deep into your eyes and into your soul, that's where connection comes. And that has nothing to do with the size of your waistband.
Now, Maria, you work with your husband, so that must be something, too, to work together all the time and keep all that going because it's stressful owning a business and being the CEO and the chief cook and bottle washer. It must be a hard path to keep that going.
You know, it is sometimes because we don't have much time together, actually. Even though we work together, it's, you know, ships passing in the night. And we have three children of our own. They're older, but as you know, Patty, they still take up somehow room in your home
and your emotions and everything
and
else.
And your emotions. Keith and I actually are trying to, I try to take Mondays off, and I'm trying to get him to take Mondays off, and we're trying to go out for lunch. So to make, you know, sometimes you've got to make dates, and you have to be very specific about it, because otherwise it doesn't happen.
That's so true. And, you know, I kind of do that with our kids. It's important to do that with your husband.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we get so wrapped up in trying to make sure our kids are going to be great people that we forget they're created with this person we're with, and maybe we should spend that time with them as well. Because
that's
the kids leave home, hopefully.
I think, you know, it really also begins in having some ritual that you can count on with your partner. Like you, Maria, Michael and I, our evenings are often not together because I tend to work at night. But we try to have our morning coffee, and we try to set time aside each weekend for each other. And I think that's really important that, it's, you know, in the hustle and bustle of our lives, you need to know when you can count on your partner. And a lot of times, you know, I talk with people about when is their time for sex? And, you know, people often gasp at me, but it really is, if we don't put it on these busy calendars and make it a priority, it's easy to have it go by.
So it's sort of like exercise. You kind of have to schedule in a way so that it happens.
That's right. And sometimes people say to me, oh, well, I just want it to be spontaneous. But, if it's going to be spontaneous, then they go 6 months without, you know, sort of being together, and that doesn't feel very good either.
Especially with children around, right? I mean, you worry about your teens, what they do, but gosh, you don't want them having to witness that, right?
No, there's some things that our children are not supposed to witness.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
and that's
really one of them.
We're doing this right now. We're laughing. Isn't laughter a really important thing in a relationship to keep things light and to, you know, through the moments of awkwardness?
Yeah, boy, is it ever. I think if you are married to someone who can make you laugh, you've really hit pay dirt because life is hard and everybody has ups and downs. So to be, that's why I said, you know, it really begins with a good friend, right, in your partner.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've seen so many shows lately, and they show all this lingerie and this and that. You know, if that's what February or Valentine's Day seems to be in the big scheme of things, is all this lingerie for women. And sometimes it seems like, well, that's not everybody's cup of tea. We don't have to buy into what the people or the shops are trying to sell.
That's right. I think it's okay if that's your thing, if role-playing or dress-up or something is what your fantasy is, then by all means go at it. But there's no one rule that applies to everybody. I think it really is, do you know what it is that is desirable for you, and can you be brave enough to share that with your partner?
Well, speaking of which, like, how do you bring up? A lot of people, they say, oh, we should talk about this and talk about what you want, but that's kind of a difficult conversation for people to have after years of being together to talk frankly about things.
It is difficult, but it's it's what it takes to keep a long-term marriage passionate. You have to be super brave.
And Maria, how do you keep your passion alive? Is it with all your good food?
Well, there is my icing, Patty.
Ah, now I know what you ladies are up to. I gotcha.
Yeah, Maria, that could have gone out in little squeeze bags, you know.
Well, there's a new product I can start.
Tracy McGee. Wow.
There we go.
Now, Tracy, when you have people come in, if they want to get a hold of you, how do they do that? And you counsel on all things with relationships, but you do talk about sex. So if people want to get a hold of you, how would they do that?
They can go to my website, tracymcgee.com. All my contact information is on there. Or they can simply phone the office, 250-885-6760.
And what are some good dates that you think are good starters for a couple if they haven't really had date night and maybe don't want to go to the movie? What other things can you do together?
A walk on Willow's Beach is probably one of my all-time favorites. A drive up to the top of Mount Doug and have some stargazing. I think dates that bring us face-to-face, and I say to couples with young children, make a picnic in the middle of the living room floor when the kids are down. Put the candles on, you know, have your favorite beverage. Just have some time together. It doesn't have to be fancy. It's about being together.
Because that's sort of when it starts, right, is when the kids are young and you can get into a pattern that lasts for many years.
Something you can really count on, that your partner's going to be there, and you know that, and your partner knows that you're going to be there for them.
Right. And, Maria, again, people, if they want to come to your Crumbsbees and get some nice sweetheart treats, some icing, you're at Estevan and at Royal Oak. Tracy, your website, you've got lots of great different services that you offer. Do you find that a lot of your counseling does deal with romance, and is that the core of it? I know money has a lot to do with problems in relationships, but is romance another big aspect that goes hand in hand with that?
I think romance and connection, our intimacy, are probably at the very top. You know, a good portion of 40% of what I do is new parents, and that transition into parenthood, how do you still have an adult relationship? So I see it as a really important time in life to figure that path out, where you kind of make time for each other. And the other part of my practice is predominantly couples who come to me for not feeling close and attached, and ultimately, sex is usually off the table at that point as well. So it all kind of goes together.
Well, we're going to talk to Clara Hughes later, and Bill, Let's Talk Day is coming up February 12th. All aspects of your life matter, whether it's your sex life, your balance with your children, with yourself, with exercise. So make sure this February, like Maria said, maybe give back to other people. That makes you feel good. Give back to your partner. Give back to yourself. Thanks for being on the show, Maria and Tracy. Have a great day.
Thanks so much, Patty.
Back after the news with Clara.
What does it take to operate a farm? Commitment to a lifestyle? Hard work? Practical knowledge of the basics? The friendly folks at Integrity Sales get it. So you can count on Integrity Sales to have what you need when you need it. No call center, just good old-fashioned personal service and trusted expertise. Whatever you need for your farm, from new turkeys and chicks to large animal feed and equipment to ease the chores, expect the best at Integrity Sales. 2180 Keating Cross Road, where the professionals shop.
This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
It's 11:30. Good morning. I'm Adam Kazina with CFAX 1070 News. Saanich police are investigating a collision with a pedestrian last night. Just after 10 o'clock, police say a young male was hit by a car at Tillicum Road near Matic Avenue. He was taken to hospital with serious injuries. Police tell CFAX it appears the male was wearing dark-colored clothing and didn't cross the street in a marked crosswalk. His condition is unknown, but police don't believe his injuries are life-threatening. No charges are expected. It's a big step for minor hockey across the country. Hockey Canada voted today to remove body checking from Pee Wee hockey nationwide. Spokesman Andre Brin says the motion passed today at a meeting in Charlottetown, with only Saskatchewan voting against banning body checking. Bryn says the board of directors has agreed to develop a body checking standard for coaching to be implemented in the 2014-15 hockey season. Earlier this month, both Hockey Alberta and Hockey Nova Scotia voted to remove body checking for their Pee Wee players, who are typically 11 and 12 years old. Quebec had already also banned body checking at the Pee Wee level. The brother of Toronto Mayor Rob Ford is denying a report in the Globe and Mail that alleges he was once a drug dealer. The paper alleges in a story published today that Councillor Doug Ford sold hashish in the 1980s. Ford called the report sickening when a TV news reporter caught up with him this morning.
They try to attack my family, attack me. It's disgusting. Don't they have anything better to do? I give back my salary. I donate my time. Is that not good enough for you guys? The media is a bunch of sleazeballs.
Doug Ford's lawyer denies the allegations contained in the story, calling the report irresponsible and unprofessional. Rob Ford read a prepared statement yesterday saying that he does not smoke crack cocaine and is not addicted to the drug after cell phone video surfaced allegedly showing the mayor smoking the drug. And officials are scrambling for a temporary fix after part of a bridge collapsed in Washington State. More from Sandy Kozel.
The absence of a bridge over the Skagit River on Interstate 5 is a hassle for drivers over the long holiday weekend and will be for commuters in the coming weeks. Chris Olson is with the Washington State Department of Transportation.
Plan ahead, plan extra time. You know, this is not going to be a quick fix. This is going to be something we're looking at for the foreseeable future.
A section of the bridge collapsed when it was hit by a truck on Thursday. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
And that's CFAX 1070 News to 11:32. Victoria weather, mostly cloudy today with a high of 15 expected. Cloudy tonight with fog patches developing and down to 9. Sun and cloud and up to 17 for tomorrow. Good chance of rain to start off the week on Monday with 16 expected. Right now in downtown Victoria, it's overcast and 12. I'm Adam Kazina. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
The following is a recording from an earlier broadcast.
Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Welcome back, everybody. It's so exciting. We have Clara Hughes joining us. Of course, she is the only Canadian to win medals in both Summer and Winter Olympics. She's part of Let's Bell Let's Talk Day, which is February 12th, which is a promotion in support of mental illness, mental health across Canada. Welcome to the show, Clara. Well, it's great that you could join us today. I really admire you, not only for your, of course, athletic prowess, but your willingness to open up to others and help them with what you've gone through with depression.
Oh, thanks so much. You know, I think a lot of people came to know me as an athlete from two different seasons, but 3 years ago when I started doing work with the Let's Talk campaign, I was able to share, you know, not just the joy of competing and winning medals for Canada, but the real struggle that it was for me. I mean, I'm fully human. I'm full of strengths, but I'm also full of weaknesses, and I went through a time of great, you know, desperation and weakness and vulnerability as a young athlete, and that was a two-year period of depression, and I can honestly say, you know, of all the things I've done in sport, being a part of this campaign trumps anything, any of the medals I have, including Olympic gold, silver, and bronze. This is, in fact, the most important thing I've been involved with and done in my life, and I just hope it's the start, because this is obviously a very, very real issue for Canadians of all walks of life, and I hope I can help change it in terms of, you know, helping break down the walls of stigma. It's a mission, I guess I could say.
And that's wonderful. You know, my son was saying the other day, you know, someone was a skateboarder. Wouldn't that be great to have a skill like that? And people look up to you like that. Wouldn't it be wonderful to be so good at something? But yeah. Like you're talking about, that doesn't mean you're always happy. No one is. And sometimes we have life events that push us over the edge. So you may have mental illness, whether it be manic depression or many other things. But depression is also a major thing that can be either clinical or something that you can get help with that goes away. So life yeah. events like a death or kids growing up, anything can put you into that.
Yeah, and you know, every single case is different. And, you know, we have this idea that, oh, that couldn't happen to me. But the reality is the very generous statistic of one in five Canadians suffering from a form of mental illness in their lifetime is indeed a reality. And, you know, I think, you know, I look at myself, and what put me into the spiral of depression was winning two Olympic medals. I mean, I should have been on top of the world. I should have felt like, you know, I was this incredible athlete coming home to Canada with this success. But instead, it made me face the reality of I had these things that I dreamed of as an athlete. Everything I ever wanted to do was represent my country, and I did that, and I had success. And it made me realize that that wasn't going to give me happiness. It wasn't going to give me fulfillment. It wasn't going to take away all the negative things I had going on in my head and in my spirit. And it's taken me years to do the work on myself and to get the help I need to do that work. And it's still a work of progress. So, you know, I think the message, especially in our very, very rich and abundant society we have here in Canada, that anything that you can buy or a pain in your life, the things you can fill your life with, if you're not working on yourself, eventually it is all going to come back at you. And I am an example of that.
Do you think you had this when you were young, or did any family member have depression, or did it just come on with the Olympics?
No, you know, I do have a history of mental illness in my family, and it's something that, you know, I've faced my whole life. But as a young person, I did grow up in a really dysfunctional family environment with my parents splitting up when I was 9 years old. And then, you know, it was a difficult environment to grow up in, and I had a lot of guilt for not being able to, you know, the classic, not being able to fix the situation. But being so young, I mean, obviously as an adult, I've come to realize, and through the supportive counseling, I've come to realize that, you know, I wasn't able to rescue or fix that situation as a young person, but I lived with so much guilt. And I do think, though, you know, it's proven that it is something that can be hereditary, and it's something that I have in my DNA, but I'm also different. I'm an individual and a unique person, and I've realized, thankfully, through the help of others and support of others in my life, that I can get help for this, and I can actually create my own reality, whatever it may be. And it's ups and downs, but I'm going to make sure that if I can't get the help that I need because I don't have the strength to ask for it, I have people around me that are going to recognize that when I need help and to push me in the right direction. But it's taken me a long time to get to that place.
And so many people aren't honest. You know, I think we all have ourselves or family members who have mental illness, and we can look at heart disease or cancer and we can deal with it. But when it comes to a ways of the mind, we have a hard time, some people, wrapping ourselves around it, because it's like, well, just get better. Just be normal. Just what's wrong with you? And, you know, sometimes we have events. When I lost both my parents and my husband lost his sister, you know, I kind of had a little bit of a crack. And he said, go to see someone. And, you know, he said, it's a spa for your brain. And it's so good, because you don't realize in life that sometimes you need a bit of a life coach to just give you some language around it. And it really is, it's okay to do, and it's freeing.
Yeah, and you know, that's the very, very real reality of it is the stigma attached to mental illness, not just in Canada, but around the world, around the developed world, the third world, around our world, is so strong, and it is conditioned in us. And that's why, you know, I'm so grateful to be a part of the Bell Let's Talk campaign, because I feel that we are actually taking some small steps into breaking down the stigma. I'm actually, right now, I'm taking a break to talk to you, but I'm up on Grouse Mountain with 80 grade 8 to 12 students from the North Shore Schools of Vancouver, with 10, you know, school leaders that are leading these discussions that I'm just listening to today, and listening to these young people, to what their struggles are. But now I'm actually listening to their solutions to these problems and these struggles.
Oh, that's so fantastic.
And I really believe that, you know, in this young generation, we actually have the chance to erase stigma. We have the chance to educate these young people and empower them to make their world that they're going to become adults and to develop into, to mature into, a stigma-free world. And it's in the young people. They're going to really change it.
I know my son had a friend in school who came out and talked about his mental illness, and it was so wonderful, because he really set the tone for other kids. kids to not be afraid of him or what was going on, that this was a mental disorder that he, you know, is working on. And it freed it for everybody else. But I'm so sad about so many young people taking their lives and not talking to someone because they feel alone or lost or don't know where to turn. And if you go to the Bell Media Let's Talk Day website or to Clara's, you can find links to get help if you need it. If you're listening right now, make sure you take that opportunity because your life is really worth something and it can change gradually or overnight and be better. So please think about that. When we come back, talk to Clara about what she's doing today and about her retirement. Back in a minute.
Traffic got you down. We'll get you up and going with more traffic more often. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection.
Brought to you by Dodd's Furniture and Mattress.
Hey, it's Wesley on CFAX 1070. Come and bring your kids down to the Selkirk Waterfront Festival. It's a free annual event for families and kids of all ages. So much happening down here. For the kids, they set up huge bouncy castles, inflatable slides, and carnival-style games, as well as some tasty treats and face painting. For the adults, they have scores of live musical performances and tons of local food vendors. All this and much, much more happening at the Selkirk Waterfront Festival till 3 p.m. today. BurnsideGorge.ca for all the details. And if you're in Langford and you can't make it down for this event, there's an event at Millstream Village as well. It's a celebration of their sixth annual sidewalk sale and party. Lots of activities there as well. Head to millstreamvillage.com or straight to the party just off the Island Highway. Okay, that's it for your Community Connection brought to you by Dodd's Furniture and Mattress.
How can you enjoy a great night's sleep just like this person?
By shopping at Dodd's Furniture and Mattress during their four-day mattress event.
Home to Canada's largest Serta mattress gallery. Only Dodd's Furniture has twin mattress, double mattress, and queen mattress Serta Perfect Sleepers.
At the lowest price in Canada, just $298. It's all part of Dodd's incredible four-day mattress event.
At 715 Finlayson across from Mayfair and in Nanaimo.
As Gordy always says, we won't be undersold.
Shop with confidence at Save On Foods. We're priced right. Fresh Western Family Whole Pork Tenderloin. Buy one, get one free. Or Purex Regular or EnviroCare Bathroom Tissue. 12 double rolls, more rewards price, just $5.99. And don't miss the More Points event. Spend $200 and get 5,000 more rewards points. Redeem your points today at morerewards.ca. Save On Foods, BC's very own since 1915.
The following is a recording from an earlier broadcast.
We are back with Clara Hughes, of course, who's the many medalist, gold medalist, and she's won in two different events, cycling and, of course, skiing, or speed skating. Clara, what was it like when you did your last race and knew you were retiring? Did that, was it great or was it a sad event or how did you feel about that? Were you ready for it?
Oh, Patty, you know, I had the opportunity to already quit one sport.
Yeah, right.
Everyone says, you should call it retiring. I said, no, I quit. I just quit. And it was quitting speed skating. And, you know, the last time I skated was actually in my 5,000-meter race in the Vancouver Olympics in Richmond, B.C. And,
yes.
You know, when I finished that race, it was the race of my life. I didn't win the Olympics that day. I won a bronze medal, but it was the most beautiful skating I had ever done under the most intense pressure and the most, you know, this abundance of energy that came from all of Canada. And I just felt like I was floating on ice. And I just thought, this does not get any better than this.
That's
I'm just going to
leave it
at that. And then when I was in the London Olympics, you know, it was tough because I broke my back 2.5 months before the Olympics. And I went through a lot, you know, to get to the line and just give myself the chance to try. I didn't want to lose that opportunity. And physically, you know, I there were some struggles because of a fractured vertebrae, but I was given the go-ahead to train and race by all the team around me. And I just thought, you know, just give yourself to this one last time and then see what's next. And that's how I've always gone about sport and the Olympics is just do this, don't lose this chance, be engaged in this moment, and then see what's next. And when I finished my race in London, I just knew I was done. And it wasn't, you know, it wasn't scary, it wasn't sad, it wasn't melancholy. I was actually just happy, and it made me realize that, my gosh, I look at 22 years and what I was able to do, what an experience on the human level, what an experience as a woman in this world, you know. It made me just so grateful for the chance. And then as the weeks went by and now months go by, I miss it, and I will always miss it, but I don't want it again. So it's a sense of sadness mixed with just, I guess, gratefulness. Yeah. I guess that would be the best way.
And I think, Claire, as we get older, I think, you know, it's such a great thing in some ways, because we can look back and, I don't know, maybe we get a little bit wiser and we can put those things in their place and be happy with it. And I know you have a wonderful husband, Peter, and you do lots of things together. So you're still like an athlete, an Olympic athlete now in what you do.
In some ways, but, you know, a lot of people think athletes always dismiss the spotlight. And for many athletes, including myself, what I miss is having something to pour every bit of my being into, mentally, physically, spiritually. And I miss the structure of it, the accountability of it, and the goals, always having daily, weekly, monthly, yearly, quadrennial goals to strive for.
Wow.
Nothing will ever be that in life. And to be honest, I don't want anything to be that in life, but at the same time, I miss it.
Well, listen, you can give me a few tips. As an Olympic couch potato, I need your help. Like, how do you get that going that you want to do all this stuff? Like, I'm doing a little Zumba class. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm sweating. So how do you get that? Is it something you're born with? Or how do you get that, like, rush where you really just want to keep going?
No, you know what? I wasn't this way as a teenager. I was a kid that would play goalie in soccer because I didn't want to have to run down the field.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah, and, you know, I had a lot of problems growing up, but it was really when I, you know, I saw the Olympics in 88 and my life changed because I connected to something, and that something was speed skating, and that someone was Gaétan Boucher skating for Canada and just laying it all out on the line for something he loved that really affected me as a young person. And then it was the influence of coaches that I got lucky to fall into the hands of that really, you know, were disciplinarians, and they provided this these kind of rules and regulations that you had to live by as an athlete that nobody had ever challenged me with in my life. And it was a really good thing for me at that time. So, you know, it was something that I learned. It wasn't something that I was, but it's something that I had the capacity to be. And I got pretty lucky finding the right people at the right time.
And I think no matter, you know, everybody has a skill in something. So whether you can find a sport that you can maybe compete in or just take part in, if you're a young person, or a craft or a skill, you know, it's great to find that and have something to hang on to, especially through those times that, like you said, you had a hard upbringing, that kind of can see you through those times, because high school is only high school. You get by, you get through.
Yeah, and you know, that's what I encourage everyone, but especially young people, is just don't give up on finding that something you're going to connect to. I'm not out here telling kids to try to be Olympic athletes. In fact, in some ways, I don't think it's the healthiest thing on earth, but what I encourage them to do is make that connection, whether it's music, arts, dance, science, parenthood, it doesn't matter. It's finding something that you connect to, that you care about, that teaches you to care about yourself, that gives you the chance to feel good and feel satisfied and fulfilled as a human being. Because when you feel those things, those are the things you just emit to others around you, and it's contagious, and you can make a difference to the people around you in your world. And in that sense, it makes a difference to the world at large and humanity.
Absolutely. And you're saying you don't have to be an Olympic athlete. You can go for a walk.
No.
It's good for your mental health, and people can follow you on your website too, right?
Yes, they can, and I'm also on this Strava site.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah, and that's just like, I just put all my runs and my walks and my hikes and bikes on there, and now, like, people ask me, like, oh, you're probably doing competitions. I'm like, no, I'm a recreational athlete, and quite honestly, some days it's all I can do to get out for a walk, but I make sure that I do that for myself because I know it's going to transform the way I'm feeling. If I am fogged up, if I'm, you know, feeling frustrated, if I just get out and clear my head, going for something as simple as a 15-minute walk, it transforms me.
I thought those were drives you were on. Wow, you do a lot of sports. Those are long distances.
I love it. You know, I'm just like, I guess I could say this, movement is my medicine, and it doesn't matter what form of movement it is.
And I think for most people, that's a really good place to start. February 12th, tell people how they can help through Bell Media, or Bell Media's Let's Talk Day with their phone calls and texts.
Yeah, for Bell customers, you can send a text message or make any long-distance call. No matter, there's no limit to how many you can make. So don't tell Bell this, but do this as much as you can. We raised $4 million last year.
Wow.
I want to, like, blow that number out of the water.
Yeah.
And it's Bell Canada donating the 5 cents. If you're not on the Bell network, you can retweet with hashtag Bell Let's Talk. That will give 5 cents. Or you can re-image a Facebook image of Bell Let's Talk Day, and that will also give 5 cents. So this is not just for Bell customers. This is for anybody that wants to raise funds that are given to anywhere from grassroots community organizations to universities to hospitals in Canada. This is funding a system that is underfunded, that needs to be funded and needs to be exposed to the work they're doing and give the people in the field a better chance to do their jobs.
Totally. And I'm so proud of you, and I'm proud of the company that to take such a cause, because as we see in the States with what they're going through with mental health and the gun regulations, all this stuff, it's serious stuff and we need to address it. Claire, it's been a pleasure talking to you. I hope you have a great time on Grouse Mountain and in Vancouver. And when you come to Victoria, come and see us here.
All right. Thanks so much.
Take good care, Clara.
Bye.
Back in a minute.
So retirement living. Why should I choose the Wellesley?
The Wellesley of Victoria is well established with dedicated staff and excellent indoor activities, from discussion groups and guest speakers to bridge, shuffleboard, cribbage, and many others. The Wellesley community is spacious, including a stage with seating area for up to 140 people.
The Wellesley, independent and assisted living at its best. Ask Margo about a free trial stay at 383-9099. So nice to come home to the Wellesley of Victoria.
How Bell makes getting a superphone better.
Mike asks,
I've heard you can do things on the new Galaxy without even touching the screen.
You've heard right, Mike. The new Samsung Galaxy S4 on Bell lets you do amazing things without having to touch the screen. Look through photos, answer calls, and scroll through a website with a wave of your hand. So say goodbye to fingerprints and hello to Canada's largest LTE network.
For details and to check out what the Samsung Galaxy S4 can do, visit a Bell store today. Bell, the Samsung Galaxy S4 just got better.
Beige. It's safe. It's boring. It's not for you or your bathroom. And why should it be? When you have over 70 colors to choose from, you can create endless possibilities, like a peppered ivory vanity top or a smoky topaz shower wall. Say goodbye to beige. Say hello to Tiberian. You'll find it at Island Marble, your exclusive Tiberian dealer. Call them today to arrange your free estimate. Victoria's Island Marble, your bath and kitchen expert since 1966.
Still waiting to buy a new vehicle? Perfect. Get down to Jenner Chevrolet Buick GMC's huge 5-day sale now through Monday, featuring GM incentives of up to $10,000 and deals like this. A brand new Silverado crew cab from $25,999. Did you say $25,999 for a brand new Silverado crew cab? Everything is on sale now through Monday with their classic car show Sunday. So don't miss it at Jenner Chevrolet Buick GMC on the Old Island Highway.
The following is a recording from an earlier broadcast.
We are back, and we're going to shift gears here. We're going to talk about looking good on the big day, February 14th, and some of the latest makeup ideas and some gifts maybe that you'd like for Valentine's Day. Lisa Smith is joining us from London Drugs Cosmetics. How are you, Lisa?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm fabulous. Now, there's all kinds of cool stuff at London Drugs Cosmetics, like fake eyelashes. This is something that so many people are wearing now. Is there a tip on how to apply them and not have glue all over your face and have them fall off during the night?
Absolutely. They do have self-adhesive eyelashes now, and they're very easy to apply.
Oh.
You just start in the corner of the lash and just tap down with your finger or even an orange stick and press it on. But what we have now, which most women are looking for, longer, thicker and stronger lashes, we carry a lash-enhancing serum.
And that really works to grow your lashes?
It's amazing. Well, I'm using it now, and I've noticed a difference. It's been 2 weeks. And what it does, you apply it on just like you would an eyeliner, but it strengthens and prolongs the life of your lashes by 46% after 2 weeks and 72% after 6 weeks.
Well, could you put it on a man's head to grow hair or what?
Absolutely. You can put it on his brows, too.
Oh, can you?
It actually works on the brows, too, yes.
Wow. Don't put it on your mouth, though, because you don't want to have a mustache, right? That'd be bad.
No, you don't want to drip it on your cheek, either. That's
no.
Very true.
Now, shine. You know, we see these dewy looks, like the Grammys are this weekend, of course, and the Academy Awards are coming up, and their faces look flawless. How do we get that illumination? What kind of products work best for getting that kind of shine without looking greasy?
Well, what they do is you can mix it in with your moisturizer or you can mix it in with your foundation, and it's a highlighting cream, and it gives you that dewy, shiny finish. And they also have, for the lips too, it's a long-wearing lip gloss. It's got a stain, lipstick, and gloss all in one. So it makes your lips very full and very shiny. So along with the moisturizer and your foundation, you'll have that really soft, dewy look.
And the stain
and
lasts.
Lashes.
And the stain, wow, the stain lasts longer too, right?
Your stain lip gloss can last up to 4 to 6 hours.
Wow. And, of course, the other little tip, which is always put a little bit of white at the corner of the eye, right? That always kind of makes the eye look a little bigger.
Exactly, exactly. And if you use white inside the wet part of the eye, that also enhances the whiteness of your eyes, too, which makes your eyes look brighter and bigger.
And people are always showing their manicures now. Are a lot of the blue colors, green colors in for manicures?
Green is huge right now, and purple. Purple's been going for quite a long time. We also have the pastels are very in right now, too. So you got the dark and the light. But the pastel oranges and the soft silvers are really popular, too.
And primer. Are you a big fan of primer?
I'm a big primer fan. I apply that every morning before I put my foundation on. And what it does, it holds it for the day. So you don't get any creasing, or if you have a tendency once in a while to get a bit of a hot flash, that won't take away your foundation.
Not at my age. At 30, you don't start that. Come off it.
Well, neither at mine, but you know.
Now, BB creams, these are all the rage too, and I know they don't have a lot of coverage, but they kind of combine everything in one tube. Are those flying off the shelf?
They do it all. Every line now, all the cosmetic lines we carry do have the BB cream. And that's true. They don't give much color, but they really do even out the skin. It's like a flawless finish. And it's an anti-wrinkle, firming, detoxifying. It's all in one.
I need a little bit more stuff. Hey, if you've got a little bit of redness in your skin, what kind of product can you use to counteract that?
Aven, which is from the south of France, actually has developed a pigment which helps reduce the redness.
And what's that called?
It's called Aven. Mm-hmm. Aven, A-V-E-N-E, and it's from the south of France. And they have a cleanser, a treatment for the evening, and also for the day. And I've seen great results with this product because I'm finding out of 10 women, at least 7 have a rosacea or redness.
Yeah, eventually get something, right? And, of course, you can go see Lisa down at Quadra London Drugs Cosmetics. What kind of stuff do you have for gifts for Valentine's Day?
We've got some beautiful gift sets. Lise Wadi, which is a Canadian line, has fragrances called Blanc de Soude. Mm-hmm. And what it is, it's an exotic fragrance of jasmine and vanilla. It's absolutely beautiful.
Not too heavy, then?
No, very soft. It's very quite a romantic scent.
Ooh.
Perfect for Valentine's.
Yes, indeed. And you have some body lotions and potions, I'm sure?
Body lotion sprays, and we also have specials on gift sets, your Calvin Klein's. We also have Chanel, Lola, all sorts. So come on down and take a look.
Is this a really, really busy time of year when people come out to buy these products for Valentine's
Day? It's very, very busy, yes, and men are all down there just trying to find that right fragrance. So
yeah, so chocolates are great, but women love their beauty products, right?
Absolutely.
Thanks so much for coming on the show, Lisa. We'll take some
thank
of your
you.
Tips and we'll come get some of your products. And Jillian, thanks. As always, thank you for helping out today. And it's been wonderful talking to Claire and all my guests today. And I hope you have a wonderful Valentine's Day. Share it with someone, smile at someone, give something back. I'm going to be staying on talking with Shirley Broback and the Real Parenting Gang. We're going to talk about teens. And until we meet again on this show, we'll see you next